Clinical research on the role of the Oncotype DX assay has led to a major change in the treatment paradigm of patients with ER-positive, node-negative tumors, and a new assay, the so-called MammaPrint assay, has also now been introduced and is the subject of the so-called MINDEC trial. I met with Dr. Martine Picard, the principal investigator of this interesting trial, and she began our conversation by commenting on the background to the study.
A few years ago, we were really impressed by the work of our Dutch colleagues of Amsterdam. So these people were lucky because they had in the freezers of their hospital tumors coming from women with node-negative breast cancer that had not been treated with any adjuvant systemic therapy and had been followed for up to 8 years. And they had a unique opportunity to divide this population of women into a group of women with the development of early distant metastasis within the first 5 years following surgery and another group which did not experience metastasis. They went on using the microarray technology to analyze these tumors, and they found a signature of 70 genes which very nicely separated these two groups. And what was really impressive at the time was that the performance of this signature was better than the performance of the traditional clinical and pathological factors that we are using in the clinic to estimate who is at risk of a distant relapse. I think at that time we got very enthusiastic with the idea that this was the beginning of a new era, but that a lot of additional work needed to be done if we really wanted this tool to become one day available for clinicians in their practice. So the first important step was the validation of this signature on a completely independent population. That took many efforts because it's not so obvious to find frozen tumor material from patients with no negative breast cancer, a decent follow-up, and above all, women without any adjuvant treatment. So we finally managed to identify 300 tumors in 5 European cancer centers outside the Netherlands. And we conducted a very strict validation study with the tumors being sent to Amsterdam, but all the clinical data not being available to the Amsterdam people, but being sent to statistical office in Brussels. And we managed to validate the signature very nicely. It predicted outcome and it retained its prognostic value in a multivariate analysis.